on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. Glenn Stanton joins us, the Director of Global Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family. Glenn, this is, the typical, hey, this is becoming a regular, well, it is intentionally becoming a regular thing. We're glad to have you as a staple on ABQ Connect, typically our second segment on Fridays. Welcome back into the broadcast.
It's good to be with you, and I enjoy being able to visit Albuquerque. I'm down the road from us here in Colorado Springs every Friday with you, so this is fun.
And Glenn, you're a regular contributor to thedailycitizen.org, and where we're headed today, you know, I want to throw this out to the listener. You know, are you a reality TV person? Well, if so, we want to make you very aware of something. Quite honestly, I would, you know, I will just avoid this one. It would just frustrate me. But yeah, you recently had a contribution to the Daily Citizen at thedailycitizen.org. And I want to give you opportunity to talk about this new series, Back to the Frontier.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you asked that. I am not a reality show person. And in fact, I get kidded by like my own children and my coworkers for like not being more clued into popular culture. But I do try to pay attention to what's going on here and there. And yeah, I had to look up, you know, when I started writing on this, I had to do a good bit of background research. But yeah, Back to the Frontier is a new series that is being launched by Chip and Joanna Gaines of, you know, Fixer Up and the Magnolia Empire fame. And like, they're incredible people. They're remarkable what they've done and what they've built. And this new series, Back to the Frontier, is a pretty cool idea conceptually. It takes three families, one from Alabama, one from Texas, one from Florida. And it says, let's send you back to 1800s homesteader life. And they go off the grid and they're living for 8 weeks in Alberta, Canada, and, you know, kind of a little house on the prairie sort of thing. And it's like, you know, it's the housewife swap thing, like, you know, people, you know, going into a whole different kind of life. And yeah, it looks like super creative, interesting television. But the one concern is that the Gaineses have platformed one particular kind of family that has really created just a real dust up for the Gaineses. And I contend that it's an important dust up. It's an important thing for us to look at and address. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Well, and you know, as we go into this, Glenn, the family, quote unquote, that you mentioned in this, you said there's three couples, correct?
Right.
So yes. It represents 33% of the couples in this reality show, where the type of couple they are is far lower than that percentage. Yeah, that's just a small part of what we're going to be covering, but yeah, that's typical of what we see in this. The promotion of LGBTQ plus ideology as if it were a large part of our community. And the truth is, it's not the percentage to what we see in commercials and other TV shows and movies and reality broadcasts. Just a little bit off the mark.
Yeah, and that's the concern, is they are, Chip and Joanna Gaines have chosen to platform a couple. It's a guy, Joe Riggs and Jason Hanna. They are an attention-seeking, and I don't say that mean. They are all over social media, and they are influencers, but they are a same-sex couple from Dallas, Texas. They're relatively young men. And they are raising twin boys. And that is the guts of my story, that when you dig into these two guys and the way that they formed their family any person of goodwill, not just Christians, but any person of goodwill should be deeply, deeply concerned that a family like this is being profiled as a, you know, just good, wholesome American kind of family. And unfortunately, that's exactly what Chip and Joanna Gaines are doing by platforming them on this new series. And that's what my article is about. When I just started digging in, and this was, I was writing on this just this past Monday. And so I'm like, okay, who's Joe Riggs and who's Jason Hanna? Who are these two guys? And I figured that they'd be like super private guys and that like I wouldn't find too much about them. I found all kinds of things about them. And one of the most disturbing things that I found about them was a Dallas Morning News feature, a super splashy, you know, like it has pictures of them and like goes into great detail about how they created the family that they now have. And they're raising boys. They call them their twin boys. But this Dallas Morning News story, I linked to it in my piece. And you can find the piece at dailycitizen.com, dailycitizen.org, or just Google Focus on the Family, Daily Citizen. You'll find it. And then just look for the story on Chip and Joanna Gaines. I highlight what this Dallas Morning News story profile on Joe Riggs and Jason Hanna, how it explains how they developed their family. And it's a horrific story. I mean, most people don't even think about these things, but it's basically how do two gay men come to acquire twin boys? And they do it by objectifying women, by hiring women, paying women tens of thousands of dollars, one for her eggs, the other for her womb that they rented like an Airbnb for 9 months. It's exactly what they did. And it says, you know, they made their biological, their male biological contribution to fertilizing the eggs that they bought from this 22-year-old Texas woman. They offered that and they created that male contribution by looking at gay porn at a fertility clinic in Fort Worth, Texas. I mean, it's like it's just an insane story. And that's what we'll go into talking about today, Steve.
Well, and pun intended, not only did they use these women this way, they were proud of it.
Yeah, absolutely proud of it. Like, look what we did. We are two gay men and we want a family and we want kids. And, you know, of course, you need a female in order to procreate. They don't have a female in their family because they have, you know, very irregular sexual interests. So what they did, and again, the Dallas Morning News expose goes into all of this. It says they contracted with a 22-year-old South Texas woman who is anonymous to them. They got at least 43 eggs from her. They paid her tens of thousands of dollars for that. They fertilized each of the 43 eggs. So that means they created 43 little tiny human beings, because that's exactly what a fertilized human egg is. It is the beginning. It's the beginning stage of human life. Every one of us started out that way. So they created 43 human beings that they bought. I mean, essentially they bought the eggs and from an anonymous woman. They didn't care about her. They weren't interested in her. And she is the biological mother of their children. And women, I would just ask you this, like you contribute to the creation of life. And there are two men who go, we don't care anything about you. You can go away. Please go cash your check. And we don't need you anymore. Like that is a phenomenally insulting way to treat the power of femininity and the wonder of maternity, But that's exactly what these two guys did.
Well, and with the three or so minutes here we have left, Glenn, let's touch on the Chip and Joanna Gaines a goal of and this couple's goal of normalizing same-sex families in a setting of Back to the Frontier. And listen, I'm not ignorant enough to believe that there wasn't improper relationships like this back in the frontier, but they certainly didn't, in the lab put together families. It's not representation of what the frontier was like. Normalize. Well, no, a normal family, the Bible will tell you what a normal family is.
Right. And nature tells us what a normal family is. But these guys said, they, in doing media for this series, they said, we decided to do this series for the very reason that this was a, and this is a quote from them, we saw it as a great, amazing opportunity to normalize same-sex couples and same-sex families, end quote.
Yeah.
Now, no heterosexual family feels like they have to normalize their family. Why? Because it is normal. But there is nothing normal about what these guys did. Hiring two women, one to donate the eggs, another one to donate her womb for 9 months, and then for them to, as soon as the baby's born, dismiss both of them and say, okay, we're going to raise these two boys in an intentionally motherless family. These two boys, they have a biological mother, and they will never know their biological mom, the person that they share half their DNA, their biology, their very identity with. They will never know who that mother is, that woman is, because these two guys want a particular kind of family. And for the Gaines to platform a story like that is, I'll just say it, it's absolutely vile. And they should reverse course here.
And you've done it already, Glenn, but let's aim people back at so they can read it in detail. And then I'll want to share something that Franklin Graham had to say about the casting, and we'll put a bow on it.
Yeah, you can find the article at Daily Citizen. The title is called Chip and Joanna Gaines Platform Couple to Normalize Same-Sex Families.
All right. TheDailyCitizen.org is where you're going to find that. Franklin Graham wrote on X of the casting. It's very disappointing. He went on to say, while we are to love people, we should love them enough to tell them the truth of God's word. His word is absolute truth. God loves us and is designed for marriages between one man and one woman. Promoting something that God defines as sin is in itself sin. But let's do remember to, in loving others that we disagree with vehemently in these areas, if they don't know Jesus, they need to meet him, and you're his ambassador. And you love them in that you want the best for them, and the best is the truth lovingly delivered to them. So, Glenn, we appreciate the insight into this new reality series, Back to the Frontier, from Chip and Joanna Gaines, and look forward to having you back on again next week.
Yep, absolutely. Very, very good to be with you.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.